following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting your parts fast is your advance advantage. When you order your parts at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to 12 bucks. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. Cease.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition. This traffic update, it's pretty busy out there, Jeffrey. Yikes. Something going on today? I mean, we still got school going on, so people getting ready for the Easter weekend, maybe a little early, but busy, busy time. Folks out and about, maybe cruising over to your Midway Auto dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We are here in the Midway Auto dealership broadcast booth on this Thursday for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, our Husker Spring Review with area athletes and players for the Big Red football team continues with Jack Gangwish, the defensive end from Wood River, who is really shooting up the depth chart this spring. He'll be joining us towards the end of the program today. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to catch up with Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens. It'll be interesting to talk to Coach and just kind of see where they are, where he is at. I mean, 27 years at Northwestern, and the team is struggling as much as they ever have. And I remember last year, Darren Erstad said it was like the worst place to play baseball he's ever been. And he wasn't just talking college pros. He was talking ever. But they are putting together a new facility. If you go to their website, you can read a whole lot about it. They've got a $5 million donation straight just for baseball, and they continue to raise funds. And we'll see how soon that, I guess, progresses and moves on. Plus, they're so young. This baseball team at Northwestern is so, so young. But they are just 6-24. After the start of this season, they lost their best player right off the beginning of the year in Kyle Ruckum, who had to go in for surgery. So the future may be bright, but that's That's tough for Northwestern baseball right now. So we'll talk with him about that as well. The NBA playoffs are upon us, and those will start this weekend. We'll have games here on ESPN Radio throughout the NBA playoffs and the matchups, in case you haven't found out what they are. In the very tough West, Dallas, and I looked this up today. What is it? Who got left out? Phoenix? Phoenix would be the 4 or 5 seed if they were in the East. The Bulls are the 4 seed in the East with an identical record to what Phoenix has in the West, and Phoenix is left out. So Washington, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Atlanta, all in the NBA playoffs, all with much worse records than what Phoenix had. And maybe they should just get a lottery number one pick just for getting hosed that way. But that's the way it works this year. San Antonio will host Dallas. Portland is at Houston. Golden State will take on the LA Clippers. And Memphis will take on Oklahoma City. Then in the East, Atlanta will be taking on Indiana. Washington takes on Chicago. Brooklyn takes on Toronto. They intentionally tanked and lost games at the end of the season so that they would face Toronto instead of facing the Chicago Bulls. And then Miami will be taking on Charlotte. So we will make our predictions tomorrow when Jimmy Langan is in with us. We'll make our NBA predictions. I might say, though, that my NHL predictions, all my teams won last night. So I'm up 1-0 in all of the first three series. So I'm kind of jacked up by that. And the amazing thing is they were all one-goal games. So we'll see how it all plays out. What do you got here for me, Jeffrey? These were the biggest over-under stunners.
Yeah, this was basically our preseason NBA picks. You had picked, I think, 4 teams and their over-unders if they would achieve it. And then your preseason pick was obviously Miami to win the title. And then the second sheet was the preseason odds for the Vegas Insider. And the biggest shot was 6.
So I went 1-3.
Yeah.
You're pointing out that I stunk. Well, you're right. I said the Clippers. The Clippers over/under wins this season. Now, come on, come on. Yeah. Go to another. See, you got to shop around, as the old daddy used to say. The Clippers won 57. I said they'd go under 56.5. Okay, all right. I really blew that one. I would have shopped around, so I'm putting that as a win. That's a win because I would have shopped around. The Lakers, they were at 36.5. I said they'd go over because the ones I picked here, I know we're the overhyped or the underhyped, but who knew that Kobe was not even going to be a part of the Lakers this year? So that definitely chalked that up as a disaster. Lakers only won 27 games. How long has it been since they? I mean, check that out if you would. How long it's been since the Lakers stunk worse than that? Miami Heat was 61.5. I said it would go over, and it wasn't even close, 54. And then the Philadelphia 76ers were picked to be the worst team in basketball. Over-under wins were 16.5. I said it'd go over, and it did with 19. So I'm going to say I went 2-2, even though Jeffrey wants me to say that I went 1-3. I'm going to say I went 2-2. Milwaukee, what are they? Milwaukee, the over-unders were 28.5. They won 15 games this year. So that was some fun. The preseason odds to win the NBA championship, I think some of this holds out. Of course, the Bulls without Derrick Rose, that's probably the one that really shines here. Miami was the favorite at 13-5. Oklahoma City was 7-1, Clippers 8-1, and there they are, the 1-2-3 seeds in the West. San Antonio, what do we have them? 10-1. So you've got 1, 2, and 3. Miami, of course, in the East. But you've got a team like Indiana that was 14-1. So those would have been pretty good odds. Toronto, what were they? Oh, wow. 200-1. The Raptors were 200-1. Yeah. So there you go. We'll make our NBA playoff selections tomorrow. But just kind of looking at some of these early on, the Golden State Clippers series should be pretty exciting. Memphis, I don't know. They keep making the playoffs and doing crazy things as a high seed, but I don't see them beating Oklahoma City. And when you start tanking games to improve who you think you want to play, I think Toronto is going to owe Canada into the second round and bye-bye Brooklyn. You just doesn't work, people. Doesn't work. You start pulling the reins back saying, oh, we'd rather play Toronto. You think Toronto doesn't know that? Toronto laying the smackdown. So those are some early ones early ones that I'll be picking tomorrow when Jimmy comes in. In the NHL playoffs today, one more. Let's see, the loss, 54th of the season. That's the worst. That's the most Laker losses since they were the Minneapolis Lakers, 1958. Woo! Woo! Lakers. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Lakers. And I know too many Laker fans to, call out by name, Yusuf, Amber. But those are just a couple. So we'll see. The Lakers will be better. They'll be better next year. We'll see who's coaching them next year. It'll be interesting. So NHL playoffs, as we said, continue tonight. Philadelphia's at the Rangers, Chicago at St. Louis, Minnesota at Colorado, and Los Angeles will be at San Jose. UNO, welcome to Division I baseball. Maybe you should get UNK on your schedule so you could compete. 17-6, and it wasn't that close. Nebraska crushes UNO and kind of says, yeah, okay, you go ahead. Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye. You want to schedule us again next year? Fine. 17-6. So there you go. The Huskers will play Northwestern. As we said, Coach Stevens will join us here in a little bit. UNK baseball is at Pittsburgh State, and Hastings College baseball is at home. They will play a doubleheader today against Midland. That's on 12:30 KHAS. The Warriors, one of the top teams in the conference. They're 31-14 overall. Midland's always good, 10-2 in the conference. So, trying to pull some upsets today for the Hastings College baseball team. A couple of other sports notes. You know, I jotted down about five things yesterday that we didn't have time to get to because we were so full as far as a guest list. And, of course, you know, when I jot them down, then they're not near as important the next day. Nebraska gymnast Emily Wong, again, I try to give credit where credit's due. That's why when the bowling team's playing or rolling for a national championship or the golf team's doing something or you've got an individual that is in a non-big-time sport, Emily Wong has basically won the Heisman Trophy of women's gymnastics. It's called the AAI Award, the most outstanding female gymnast in the country, given to the top gymnast based on athleticism, academic excellence, and civic responsibility. She's the second Nebraska gymnast to receive the coveted award. Rochelle Simpson won it back in 2005. Nebraska competing in the NCAA championships. That is what is up next. So a couple of sports notes for you out there. And, of course, on the soccer pitch today, it looks like the weather's not going to be near as bad. Well, some of these things that were postponed or actually moved up to yesterday so that they wouldn't be going on today, that bad weather really moved, according to Kent Bounton, really moved to the south. Whereas Kent been working this week. Emily's been doing the weather on NTV, and I flipped it over to Kay Haas every once in a while, too, but that's where I watched it today. So it's moved south, and there you go. So we should get Kearney Grand Island soccer, and we should get Hastings Lexington soccer. All of those boys' teams are rated today. Central Conference Soccer Tournament is also getting underway today. So best of luck to all of those teams. Getting back to some picks, I said we needed to find out who Jared Schaffrin really, really wanted to pick here. This way I could find out how bad my bracket was going to be because he loves the Union College. Coach takes the L.A. Kings. Coach Jim Holton, and Schaff took the Boston Bruins. See, Schaff, that's too easy, man. That's too easy. You went chalk, but you do have San Jose in the finals, and I have San Jose getting bounced in the first round, don't I? So Jared says it is going to be the Boston Bruins over the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final, San Jose over St. Louis in the Western Conference Final, and then he has Boston winning it all. I just say Boston's just got to run out of gas. It's kind of like the Miami Heat. If they don't win this year, I think people can say they ran out of gas trying to play all these extra games. That's why it's so tough to win and win and win. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking with the head baseball coach at Northwestern, and that is Paul Stevens. Later, Jack Gangwish of Wood River, Nebraska defensive end. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I've never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
This is Scott for Scott's. You know, I love coming to the ballpark and watching the big league stars go yard. Of course, I'm talking about the grounds crew and the good work they do to keep the playing field so bonnie green and healthy. And you can make your home field a great place to play too. Go yard with Scotts, the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
Used car prices are at their lowest point in more than 4 years. Buying now can help you afford more car for your budget. Larry Gamache from Carfax has some tips.
Lowest price doesn't always mean the best value, so make sure you check a car's history. Also, after getting a Carfax report, have a trusted mechanic inspect any car you're buying.
Gamache suggests starting your search at the new Carfax.com. You'll see millions of cars for sale from Carfax Advantage dealers. Find the right used car with the history that's right for you.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
For today, a blend of clouds and sun develops with a high of 55. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low at 35. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, windy, high is 72. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 34.
Well, all AC/DC all the time. On a bit of a trip. Because they're splitting up, the Tyrant.
Oh, yeah, I read that. It was actually my dad's favorite band, so that's sometimes why I like to play a little bit.
Love some AC/DC. I mean, I'm not the guy that went to 27 AC/DC concerts, never went to one. That's just, but I don't mind listening to AC/DC. But, I mean, they're 80, right? So split up, retire. You know what happens? That's just a marketing ploy. So in 2 years, they'll get back together and tour. And then ticket prices, $169, $189, $209. Genius. Absolute genius. Doug Duda back with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Here in the spring, hopefully a majority of this snowstorm, this thing that we had on Sunday, ice, snow, whatever it was, really great. Hopefully from here on out, it's just rain when we have precipitation. We've left that behind, and we can move on to nicer days, and that means maybe the car's shimmying a little bit. Maybe it needs a line. Maybe it needs new tires. Not only do they sell you the new and the pre-owned vehicles, but they service everything. Maybe you didn't even buy your vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership, but they have great certified technicians that can work on any make or model. That's why they continue to go to school. They continue to keep up to date on the very latest so that when you bring your vehicle in, they'll fix it up. Why? Well, because they want to be the one that sell you your new or pre-owned vehicle when it is time to move on. So schedule it today, and they'll get the maintenance done. Maybe you just need an oil change in and out in 30 minutes. And don't forget Saturday, free car washes if you bought your vehicle from Midway and maybe need a little cleaning up here from the last week. And, of course, as always, you can visit their inventory, see all the great specials that they have at thinkmidway.com, like their Facebook page as well, or visit them in person, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Well, Nebraska gets into Big Ten baseball action back at home this weekend, playing at home all week after taking on Kansas State and UNO. Now they welcome in Northwestern and the legendary longtime coach of the Wildcats, Paul Stevens, in his 27th season, has given us some time this week to look at the Wildcats and look at this weekend series. Coach, thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN. How are you?
Well, I'm absolutely phenomenal, Doug. The sun's out, and I can see the grass, and I'm really excited to sit there and get to play today and then go to beautiful Lincoln. It's one of my favorite places to venture to for a lot of reasons. Family back there, and obviously the community is one of the best sports communities in all of college athletics.
Coach, we chatted a little bit before coming on the air, and I want to start there because a lot of people when Nebraska came into the conference talked about the facilities and the commitment to baseball. You guys are trying to work through that right now, and you've even had to move some games because of conditions there throughout the season. You've missed four games for weather reasons this year. Can you kind of tell the fans where the project is at, because I know Northwestern wants to be proud of their baseball facility.
Well, I can tell you the next time Nebraska walks in here, they're going to be absolutely amazed at what they see. Dr. Phillips, the Pepper family, they're all in the process of making huge commitments to do a lot of phenomenal things, from football to our program and a lot of other sports around here. And there is a tremendous excitement going on what they're doing throughout the athletic department. And we're very excited to be a part of everything that will be happening over the next year.
Northwestern coach Paul Stevens with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think it's interesting sometimes to go back and look at preseason predictions, prognostications. Obviously, Northwestern, your ball club, is struggling. They're so young, and then you lose a couple of players. Kyle Ruckham gets hurt right off the get-go here. So I guess maybe it's not a shock that you guys aren't above 500 or something like that right now. Mm-hmm. But still, kind of compare this season where you're at to all the ones that you've had so far.
Well, we're not going to make excuses, because there's always got to be somebody to come up behind you. Unfortunately, sometimes those are guys a little bit younger or not quite as talented. But we've lost some very key components on the mound, and I don't care who you are, from the New York Yankees to Northwestern baseball. You lose pitching, you're going to have some issues out there, and then, you know, we've lost a few of those guys where we were depending on them, and have had other guys that were out and then have come back. And then, as you had mentioned, the loss of Ruckham, which was huge, because in my estimation, Kyle Ruckham is one of the top players in this conference and a leader in our program. And to not have that guy sitting in the middle of your lineup or on the field or in the dugout or the clubhouse is a tremendous loss. We had recruited another young man to come in and pick up at shortstop for a young man that graduated, and he wound up having an injury and hasn't been with us all year. And as I said, the pitching stuff with Megalonis, who's now back but has been, not pitching for two or three weeks and then has thrown the last couple weeks. And you got Matt Portland out and Schindler, and it's just been musical chairs in that pitching staff. Coach Stoddard has just been trying to do everything that his skill levels have allowed him to do, and he's a tremendous pitching coach, but it's really been a challenge. But there's a lot of guys that are getting an opportunity to jump from the refrigerator into the frying pan and getting a taste of where they're at and what they have to do. And we've played hard, but we've just come up short in a lot of cases this year, and it is what it is, but you got to keep sitting there moving forward. And as we always talk about, it's what you do next, what you just did, learn from that, and show me what you can do next.
We're talking with Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, are most of the problems simply youth-oriented inexperience, or are there some other things that concern you?
No, there's attitude and effort isn't concerning me. I mean, there's probably maybe three games that I would have not been very proud of the person that was representing us or the team or all of it, because it's basically a team effort. But for the most part, I will tell you that it's just, we've just got to get a little bit more experience, and it's kind of difficult in this conference and some of the teams that we've played. When you're not throwing your number one against somebody else's number one, there's a difference. And when you're trying to make that three-guy, in our case, most of the time, go against people's one, it's a whole different animal. This league is getting really, really good. We're really excited about a lot of the young kids in this program, but when you're facing people's number one, you better have your go-to guy out on the hill to sit there and compete on that day. And that's just a little bit of what we've been missing, is having our best going up against others and asking guys to play over and above where they're at the moment, and taking ordinary opportunities and turning them into extraordinary ones. And you can find a way to do that for a while, but at some point the cream does come to the top, and there's, like I said, a lot of programs that have got outstanding arms in this conference.
Coach, it would seem like a guy that has to kind of hold it all together for you, and he's been doing a pretty good job of that, as your catcher in Scotty Helan.
Well, Scotty's not real thrilled about what he's hitting, but it's what he brings. Every time he swings a bat, you know, you're looking at someone who can make a lot of things happen. And we've asked him to take on a lot being behind the plate. He had a great year last year, had injury bugs for about half the year, and he's done a tremendous job of staying healthy and really doing a lot of the leadership qualities that catcher has to be. That's got to be your backbone. That's got to be the individual, just stabilizes everything out in front of you. And we've even played him at second base because we've had some struggles with losing so many infielders to injury that we've moved Scott out to second base. And no matter what you ask Scott Helan to do, he's just one of those kids that you just love having around, because he's not even going to question. He's just going to go grab whatever glove you tell him to put on and go get it done, and you're going to get it with energy and enthusiasm, and boy, he's fun to watch.
Just another couple minutes here with Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens. They roll into Lincoln to take on the Huskers, and this weekend, Coach, Nebraska, I mean, Indiana hasn't let off the gas yet, but Nebraska's as hot as they've been. So with the struggles, and you said your attitude has been great, so how do you approach this weekend? Is it any different than any other weekend?
No. When you put the uniform on, it's all the same. You're going out there to win. And you know what? Nebraska is a tremendously coached team, and we're going to have to bring something special to Lincoln. But our guys are excited about that opportunity. We've had some close games along the way, so we're not going to be in unfamiliar territory with playing those type of games, and hopefully we will play those type of games and learn a little bit from the experiences that we had. But you know that when you walk into that ballpark, they are definitely a well-coached team, and you're in for a dogfight.
And, Coach, I guess from the outsider's perspective, everything would be pointing towards next year. Next year, we've talked about the facilities, how young you are, and maybe Kyle comes back for another year for you. How hard is it to – I mean, you got to be so excited for next year, but you still got a lot of this year left.
Well, and that's what we've talked about. You can't look too far ahead. We're looking at one pitch, one inning, one game at a time right now, because whatever you can learn now, whatever you can experience now, whatever you can sink your teeth in now, is only going to benefit you on Saturday or Sunday or next week or whatever. But you have to take care of the moment. The rest of it will take care of itself once you get there. But we need to take care of the moment. And if we can sit there and have more success in every moment that we have an opportunity to put on that uniform and play ball, it's only going to benefit us down the road. But we're only concerned about the moment and winning that inning and getting through the rest of the game and finding a way to just elevate where we're at the moment.
And Paul, last question for the fans that'll be at Haymarket Park in Hawksfield this weekend. We see that Luke had a nice game Friday against Iowa for you. Matt Hoffner is smacking the ball around. He's your leading hitter. Who should Husker fans keep an eye on? Who as a coach are you seeing maybe starting to click a little bit for you here?
Well, I think there's a lot of different guys, and it seems to be somebody different all the time. I don't ever like to focus in on one, because I think the Husker fans are smart enough and and intuitive enough to sit there and look at a team and go, wow, this kid does this and that kid, you know, grabbed your eye for whatever reason. And I think that I'm going to let them study the scenario and go, wow, that's a kid that really excites me, or for whatever reason. And it's going to start with the guy who throws the first pitch to the guy that swings a bat at the end. There's going to be a different guy step up for us, and whether it's Luke or it's Scotty or it's Mags or Mason or whoever, the bottom line is it seems like it's somebody different all the time, and that's what's exciting for me, is to see more guys fanning those embers and getting them to ignite in any scenario and seeing how long they can keep it burning. So that's what I would tell them to pay attention to, is just the overall team and who catches their eye with what they bring to the field.
Well, Coach, we'll see if we can hide some Easter eggs in the dugout for you this weekend.
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal, and I just wish everybody out there a happy Easter and a safe one, and God bless, and thanks for your time.
Coach, we'll see you this weekend. Appreciate the time so much, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Doug, look forward to seeing you. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Paul Stevens, head baseball coach in what's been a tough season for the Northwestern Wildcats. Their future is starting now, getting ready for next year. So you look at a team that's 6-24 and you go, ugh. You know, is Coach on the hot seat? He's been there 27 years, and Northwestern hasn't really helped him out a lot with finances and making baseball forefront. But as the Big Ten continues to grow in baseball, Northwestern starting to get it a little bit. So I think you've got to allow Coach Stevens a little leeway. I mean, just all the articles I'm reading, you know, they were not picked to do well, and they're not. So, I mean, it's not like they're not, you know, it's not like they're way below their expectations. I know they want to get a few more wins, but maybe they'll do that, hopefully starting the following week after Easter. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which top seed in the Eastern Conference has the best chance of being upset? Or conversely, which team has the best chance of advancing on as an underdog? Indiana, Miami, Toronto, Chicago. Those are your top four seeds. Indiana versus Atlanta, Miami versus Charlotte, Toronto versus Brooklyn, Chicago versus Washington. Which team has the best chance of being upset? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Wow. Wow. I guess I would have to say Chicago, even though I think the top four, I'll probably pick the top four to all advance. I already said I think Toronto's going to flick Brooklyn, and Miami's not losing, and I don't think Indiana has gotten that bad that they can lose to an 8 seed in Atlanta. So I'll pick Chicago. Anybody else wants to chime in on the Midtown Mark cooler question, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday we asked you which happens first. Jeffrey pulled this one out of the hat, but it was kind of fun, that college athletes will get paid, that Nebraska wins a conference football championship, or that Los Angeles will get an NFL team, all things that are being talked about. Husker fan comes through, 56% say the Huskers win a conference football championship, 33% say that Los Angeles gets an NFL team, and only 11% went for the college athletes getting paid. A Midtown Mark cooler question up 24/7. On ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska volleyball team opens their spring schedule this weekend as they travel to Iowa State to take on the Cyclones. The match is at Hilton Coliseum, and you can go online to the Cyclones website if you want to see that. Then they will play Creighton up in Wayne on Saturday, April the 26th. Got a little more Loper news, some postseason things, some signings. We'll talk about that. Plus, Jack Gangwish, Husker defensive end out of Wood River, will be joining us coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You know that I'm impatient. I hate wasting time. To me, the biggest waste of time, going to the post office. Dreadful. Not just the drive there, finding parking and waiting. Oh, you know all about GERT. That's why I love Stamps.com. no GERT. You can bring all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you use your own computer, and you use your own printer. Then you just hand it to your mail carrier. Finally get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule, not circling the post office behind that big fat car. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7, no lines. Never waste your time or effort again. You need Stamps.com. We all do. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, get there. Click on the mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. I'm impatient. You're impatient. Go to Stamps.com. They figure out the pay.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, a blend of clouds and sun develops with a high of 55. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low at 35. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, windy, high of 72. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 34.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you've been paying attention to ESPN.com or ESPN Television or even Mike and Mike Cowherd this morning, this Yasiel Puig thing blowing up. I mean, I'm almost expecting to see Tony Montana in the background of some of these shots here. I mean, what? This is like news stuff, though. This is an in-depth story. Puig just trying to get out of his country and people not wanting him to. I don't know if that's just kind of hard to comprehend, I think. But it's an interesting long watch or read, and that's what everybody's been saying. So if you want to catch a little drama, you can follow this Yasiel Puig story. He did come out today say he's just not going to comment. I think he's done all the commenting he's going to do, and if he's got people that could hurt him or his family, he's not going to comment. So there you go. You find out more if you're interested. Go to ESPN.com. Well, UNK soccer coach John Mazner has announced that Caitlin Pulowski of Hastings and Madeline Doty of North Platte will join the Lopers in the fall. UNK already had four Nebraska natives joining their roster this past February. This is that time of the year. We talked about it yesterday. Baseball, they've got some names coming in. Soccer, more. It's not like football where it's that day. So we'll be passing some of these things along to you as we move along. The MIAA has announced the pairings and seedings for the tennis championships that get underway next Friday the 25th in Springfield, Missouri. The UNK men and women are both number three seeds. The men will get Emporia State, and the women will get Northwest Missouri State in the opening round. If they win, they would advance on to take on the men's side. Southwest Baptist on the women's side would depend on how things play out, but you'd be looking most likely at Southwest Baptist there as well for the Loper tennis team. Loper volleyball team has this weekend off, then they host their own spring tournament coming up next week. Well, the Players' Championship, which is one of the fun golf tournaments to watch, kind of like the Masters because you know some of the holes, because they play that same course, and I know a lot of these, you know, Harbor Town where they're at this week, and you've got the lighthouse on 18, and you know you got to hit it over the swamp land to get to the 18th green. But if you're a golf aficionado, there are just a few of these courses that are recognizable. And obviously the Players' Championship with the Island Green and, you know, some of the other tough holes down the stretch. Well, they are not going to just have a one-hole playoff. It will be a three-hole aggregate playoff using 16, 17, and 18. And then if they are still tied, they will go to the par 3 17th hole for sudden death. Of course, this is kind of the format that they use over at the British Open, playing multiple holes if there is a tie. So it's a little something extra there. The Players' Championship is May 8th through the 11th in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, as it always is. And speaking of golf, don't forget that this Saturday for your Easter weekend, take the family out or just kind of sneak away from them by going to the Golf USA Demo Day at Menlark Hills. It's going to be running for 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday, maybe a little overcast, but at least warm temperatures and a chance to go out and hit some clubs, maybe get fitted, talk to the professionals from Golf USA and the many great brand names like Cobra, TaylorMade, Cleveland, Titleist, Callaway, Nike, Ping, Adams Golf, Mizuno, Tour Edge, and so much more. Get you fitted in and get you ready. I know a lot of people have already got out there because you're always itching to get out that first or second time of the season, and it is time maybe to update what you've got going on or see at least the very latest selection from Golf USA. Their demo day coming up at Menlark Hills. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So if you get a chance this Easter weekend and you're in or about the Kearney area, check out the demo day at Golf USA. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be joined by Jack Gangwish as we continue our kind of spring football review of the Huskers. We talked to Tyson Brockmeyer Tuesday, Riker Fife yesterday. It's Jack Gangwish of Wood River today. Again, one of those guys that, quite frankly, when spring football began, you know, Jack has not stepped on the football field for a down for the Huskers. He moved positions when he got down to college. And you just, you know, there's two or three other kids that are very good high school kids that are just kind of in with the rest of the masses down there in Lincoln. And Jack has kind of stepped out. Oh, so Jack Gangwish, Spencer Lindsay, a couple of kids that have got a chance to maybe contribute for the Huskers this fall. And we'll talk with Jack when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
Hey, you, in the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky, Lacoste, and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Shop today for Harbor Bay PK polos, only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. And blue, orange, red, and yellow too. This is Greg Sharp. As you might expect, I'm partial to the colors of fall. But no matter what season, Johnson's staff will match the right designs with the color vision you have for your project, including the design. So if your landscape is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to Johnson's Nursery Center. Now open inside Johnson Lawn and coincidentally next to Yellow Van in South Kearney. On the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
For today, a blend of clouds and sun develops with a high of 55. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low at 35. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, windy, high of 72. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 34.
The estimated contract for Jabari Parker, who made it official today, the Duke freshman, is going to go to the NBA draft. I think this is one of those where even Mike Krzyzewski probably told him, son, you've done what you can do. You've got the tools. I mean, if there's any college coach, I mean, I think there's a couple of them there, you know, Patino Calipari. But, I mean, with the best college coach, Mike Krzyzewski, with the work he's been able to do with NBA players and international teams, I mean, there's got to be a lot of give and take there. And Coach Krzyzewski has told his guys, hey, and there's a couple of them he said, well, you should have stayed. But official this morning, Jabari Parker, who averaged 19 points and just under 9 rebounds a game for the 26-9 Blue Devils, is headed to the NBA. Many analysts have him as the number 2 pick on their big board. He set or tied a ton of Duke freshman records this year. Coming up here in just a sec, we're going to catch up with Jack Gangwish of the Huskers. Another football, I mean, this Yasiel Puig thing is weird, and this Minnesota State Mankato thing is just bizarre. When it went down, I remember this, they fired Coach Hoffner, and this is a team that's in the Northern Sun, a conference that Wayne State College is in, so there's some connection, I'm sure, even for folks in our listening area. But Coach Hoffner kind of took this program and made it something, and they've been good, and then they fired him because he had taken some pictures of his young kids playing in the bathtub or after the bathtub, at bath time, getting them ready for bed, and they were naked. I mean, they're like just little kids like everybody else does. And all of a sudden, it's child porn, and he's in jail, and it's just a total psycho thing. So they fire the coach because they want to cover themselves at the college, and then an arbitrator says he was wrongly fired. He decides, he even gets a job at Minot State, and then he decides, no, I'm going to come back to Minnesota State Mankato. Then yesterday, spring practice, the football players don't practice because they want the interim coach. That is weird, because it seemed like they had everything going, and then all of a sudden these guys don't like the they got a mess in Mankato right now. They have got a mess in Mankato right now. Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John from Kearney, my hockey fan, says, I hate to say it, Duda, but Jared Schaffrin is just East Coast bias. He's from New York. Is that why he picked Union? Schenectady. And then he took Boston. So I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, there's 8 teams from the East and 8 from the West, so he's got a 50-50 chance of that East Coast bias, John. And I would think it would be hard for a New Yorker to pick Boston. I would think that's the case. So that probably had to pain him. That had to pain Jared Schaffrin. Of course, I took Colorado, and so did Randy Bushcutter yesterday as we made our NHL pick. So we'll see how that all blows up in our face. As you get ready to check out some lunch today, how about Big Dally's Deli? I know you're going to have maybe that big old meal for the Easter weekend, but you've got to have some snacks and you don't want to prepare 67 meals during the week. Well, take the gang to Big Dally's Deli, because with the bazillion sandwiches that they have, you'll have something that pleases everyone from dad to son to daughter to grandma. It's all there. You can put on whatever you want. You can get the bread you want, the cheese you want. You can make it a meal deal. Maybe you get soup, maybe you get a cookie, throw the soda in. It's all there for you in Hastings, 2 locations, right next to Duncan Field and, of course, downtown. And top of the hill, Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Jeffrey, you got a sandwich choice today?
17.
17 for Jeffrey. Crab and seafood. That'll be a good Lenten sandwich to have tomorrow. You can knock that one out of the ballpark. Maybe the Philly beef, the 49 today. How good would that be? It is Big Daddy's Deli. Three locations in the Tri-City, Top of the Hill, Kearney, and two locations in Hastings. We've been previewing Nebraska football and reviewing Nebraska football from spring practice all week long. We've had a chance to talk to a couple of our area football players, Tyson Brockmeyer, Riker Fife. You know, the pretty boys, the quarterbacks. We've talked with them earlier this week. Let's get over where they eat some dirt on that defensive line and trying to make some noise. And one of the guys, and we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, Coach Bo Pelini said he is looking for guys the last couple of weeks of practice, not necessarily maybe as starters, but to be that solid number two, finding depth. And a lot of guys that are from our area that I've got a chance to watch play high school football are starting to develop. And one of those is Wood River's Jack Gangwish, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jack, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And I've got to, I mean, you wouldn't be having your name mentioned this spring if you hadn't worked hard for 3 years in college, you know, on and on and on the whole time here. But what all of a sudden is starting to click for Jack Gangwish?
Well, you know, I made a lot of improvements this year. One being I gained quite a bit of weight after making the switch from linebacker. I'm up to 265 pounds now, and the strength kind of came with that. That's probably the major thing. In addition to that, my coach, Coach Kuzinski, he's done a lot of work with me, so couldn't have done it without him either.
What can you take us through what some of the specific things he has been working with you on, technique, mental stuff? What are some of those things?
Well, Coach Kaz, he's a guy that doesn't really expect or accept anything less than perfection, you know. So we're always working on our, you know, our footwork, where our eyes got to be, our keys, you know. I mean, that guy, he wants us going. He wants to go 100 miles an hour and doing it perfect. So, a big thing, you know, we work on a lot is the pass rush game. He's kind of an expert in that area, I think. So we're always trying to streamline that and get guys sacks, get them in the backfield.
How exciting was it to be a kind of a big part of the spring game this past Saturday and do as well as you did?
Oh, it was very exciting. You know, for me, it's something I'm not really used to. I've been a practice squad guy for a long time. So to get out there, you know, make some tackles and, you know, kind of have a little bit of a debut for me was really cool. It was very exciting.
We're talking with Jack Gangwish here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I've been waiting all week to ask you this question. You had the sack. Now, unfortunately, you couldn't bring Zach down to the ground because he's wearing the green jersey. But then you had the big flex afterwards. To take me through what was up with the celebration there.
Well, I suppose on the you know, since I started gaining the weight and the strength kind of came with me, I'm kind of known as a meathead on the football team. I'm one of the guys that takes strength conditioning pretty seriously, and you know, I kind of decided just embrace it, throw a flex out there, let the boys know, you know.
I thought it was awesome. It got a response up in the press box, I can tell you that. It was fun. But you've got to now tell me about the move. When the coaches talk to you about moving positions, kind of your thoughts and how obviously it seems to be working out for you, but some of the things you had to go through to get better at a different position.
Well, honestly, it kind of started when I got here. I was kind of a string bean. I was about 205 pounds. And, you know, wouldn't really made a lot of sense for a guy like me to be on the D-line getting beat up, you know. So my first season I came and I was gaining weight and getting stronger. And actually in practice, they were short on the D-line. And I volunteered, said that I'd give her a shot and do it. And you know, through that, they kind of realized that I had some skill as a pass rusher, and that's something that, you know, might be a good fit for me in the game. And, you know, JP approached me and said that he thought D-line might be a better fit for me and asked if I wanted to switch and gain the weight and do the extra work. And I said, heck yeah, whatever I got to do. So, yeah, I mean, linebacker wasn't really that great of a fit for me, I think. You know, D-line's more my style. You know, for the type of athlete I am, that sort of thing. So it, I guess it all started in practice and then wound up being a pretty good fit for me.
We're talking with Wood River's Jack Gangwish here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jack, as you finished up spring ball here, and we mentioned it here at the top of the interview, where do you see yourself in the mix for playing time this fall? What have the coaches told you? Are you battling for a one? Are you a solid two? Are you still battling just to see playing time? What have they told you?
Well, they haven't told me a whole lot yet. I think right now I'm definitely a solid two. We're going to have to wait and kind of see how it goes. We're bringing some guys in to play on the D-line with us. You know, we're really hoping we can get some good freshmen in here. So that's kind of going to be the deciding factor. At this point, I think I'm a solid two. Went with the twos all spring, and, you know, I think I had a good fit there. But, you know, things can change. You know, we bring guys in, you get guys some time out there, and, you know, we need to get the best athletes on the field. So not really 100% sure how it's going to go through the fall.
A couple of the guys that we talked with earlier this week, like Riker Fife, when you make a decision, and maybe you had some help from Dad telling you this too, since he got to play for Big Red, but when you make the decision from a smaller school and you're a non-scholarship player, I'm sure there's always that thought in your head, can I compete with these guys? When did you realize in your career so far down in Lincoln that you're good enough to compete at Nebraska and with the guys that you're playing with on the D-line?
Well, yeah, you know, I'd have to agree with you. That's definitely part of it. You know, you got to wonder, you know, you're going against world-class athletes, you're going to be able to measure up, are you going to be able to compete? And, you know, for me, it was, you know, I came here, did my first summer, and, you know, I saw some big, strong guys. And, you know, like I said, I was kind of a string bean coming in from wrestling and that sort of thing. I'd say as soon as we started practice my freshman year, you know, I knew that, you know, I was only going to get bigger and I was only going to get stronger. And, you know, this is something that I could do. You know, Nebraska was a place that I could compete at.
Who's the biggest, baddest boy on that defense right now?
Biggest, baddest boy on the defense right now? I'd have to say Malik Collins. He's a fellow D-line guy. I got a lot of respect for him. He's a old wrestler from high school, you know. So, you know, I always got the love for the wrestlers. That's what I did.
Well, do you go catch a wrestling meet every once in a while? Do you miss that at all?
Oh, yeah, I love wrestling. I still try and, I make the high school state wrestling meet and get over and watch the Nebraska duel once in a while. And, like, yeah, miss the sport.
And Jack, I got to ask you, because, I mean, it wasn't like when you were at Wood River, you were playing in the state semifinals every year. What was the transition like? What was the biggest shock, I guess, maybe to moving from Wood River High School to Big Red football?
The biggest difference, you know, besides, I guess the speed of the game had to be the biggest difference. You know, I mean, class C2 football, you know, it's not like there's a lot of speed demons and that sort of thing out there. You know, I came in with Amir Abdullah, seeing people like Amir Abdullah and Aaron Green was here and that sort of thing. That'd have to be the biggest difference. But another big difference was actually probably the level of, you know, professionalism that's involved. I mean, something that these guys, these coaches, players, fans, everybody takes very seriously. And, you know, not that they don't take it seriously back at Wood River, but it's just a little bit different on the big stage here.
And Jack, are you a kind of guy that hangs around with some of the other small-town Nebraska guys? Do you hang out with your defensive boys? Who's in the Jack Gangwish crew in Lincoln?
Well, it's kind of tough to hang out with those boys from back home. I still try and catch them once in a while, but day-to-day basis, I like to hang out with the D-linemen. We got a gentleman that just transferred in by the name of Logan Rath. I spent a lot of time with him. He kind of shares my interests, you know, taking the strength conditioning aspect seriously. So we get along pretty good.
Yeah, Logan, a big boy out of Giltner, and went up to South Dakota State, now came back. And I guess we'll kind of wrap it up with this, Jack. We've mentioned you've been working and working and working, but you've yet to been able to run out for that first official snap. Can you, there's got to be some dreaming going on there. I know there would be with me. What's that first play going to be like this fall when you get on the field?
Well, I'm hoping it's a tackle for loss or a sack or something, you know, something cool. you're right, yeah, you know, I've been dreaming, you know, for a long time, even before I got to Nebraska, that, you know, might get a set foot out there one day. So, you know, I guess the biggest thing is probably going to be trying not to wet my pants. Probably be pretty excited. So
there's all different ways to be nervous, right? Yeah, no puking in the locker room. All right.
Yeah.
And last question, I may have said that twice already, but everybody, we talked to Riker and we talked to Tyson earlier this week, and they keep talking about Tommy being number one. Your thoughts on the offense and how Tommy is carrying them from a quarterback position, because that's what people want to know.
You know, I think Tommy's a leader. You know, he's a hardworking guy and he knows what's going on. I think that's what the guys on the offense need, you know. It's kind of hard for me to speculate. I'm on the defensive side of the ball, but from what I do see, I think Tommy Armstrong, you know, he's a capable guy.
All right, Jack, we will let you get back to work. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and just great to hear your name get into the mix and live the dream of helping out the Huskers and being a big part of this football team this fall. So hopefully we'll get to do this again. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
You bet, Jack. Jack Anguish joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Great to catch up with Jack. Again, just showing that, hey, you put in the time, you put in talent. It doesn't matter if you're D2 or A or Nebraska or out of Nebraska. You're able to find a little bit of the small town kid can step in and do some things, and hopefully Jack Gangwish will get that done. That's just a few of the young men from the listening area that are helping out the Huskers, and we will continue to talk Husker football tomorrow with Nate Klaus, picking up that latest commit, wide receiver in tears coming out of Illinois, and hopefully he brings happy faces to Nebraska fans when he joins the Huskers. Nate Klaus is going to join us tomorrow to talk about the Husker recruiting class, right now ranked 8th. In the nation by rivals. We'll also have Carter Sipke in. We've got the annual therapeutic horseback riding fundraiser that's going to be coming up here in just a few days, and he's going to fill us in on that and the program. Jimmy Langen's in tomorrow. We've got our NBA playoff selections and a whole lot more getting you ready for the Easter weekend. And folks, don't forget, have a good Thursday today. Enjoy the activities, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanking all of our folks, Jack Gangwish from the Huskers and Northwestern coach Paul Stevens, for being a part of today's show. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.